everyone, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Joy of Junk Journals, and today we are talking all about the glory of the cover. The cover of our junk journals. This is the special place, the place where we really express ourselves and we give a little hidden glimpse into what this junk journal might be holding inside. Now, the types of current covers that can be made are obviously vast, and there are so many different things that you can do that it is absolutely mind-boggling to think about. But let's just think about some different basics, and then we'll go into a little bit of depth about the different kinds that are out there and some fun that you can have with these different concepts. So there's hard covers and there's soft covers, there's fabric covers, and there's what I would call maybe manila folder portfolio style covers and things like that. I am just tickled pink when I think about covers, because there's just so much variety that can be had. The hard covers, you can cover them with paper, you can cover them with fabric, you can cover them with paint, you can put some modeling paste down through stencils and make beautiful embossings that you can emphasize with golds and silvers and different color paints and glitter and things like that. There's so many things. I have a beautiful journal in my hand right now. It's painted white, it's a soft cover, and I've stenciled across the front of it. It has a white cover and I've stenciled this beautiful silvery gray, and it's just gorgeous, and it has these beautiful brass corner protectors on all the four corners of the journal, and then the beautiful cover is tied together in the center with a string that has gone under the pages that go on the inside of the cover, and it runs through across the cover underneath the spine, and then the string will come out on the other side, a ribbon actually, and you can tie it together there. It's just beautiful. And a million and one ways to do this. Here's a fabric one that I made. It's made out of bed sheet fabric, actually, and I've dyed it black, and it came out like a soft charcoal gray, dark gray with some black. I don't even know actually how I did this. It was such a long time ago. But I put a stencil down on the front after the fabric had dried, and then I put some modeling paste down there, and I lifted it off, and that left an impression, or an embossment actually, it's a raised effect, of a beautiful rose on the front. And it's a black and white, or it's a black and red journal, almost I would say a Valentine journal or something like that. It's just beautiful. One day, I didn't use a lot of reds, and I decided to just go ahead and pull out all the reds that I had in my supplies and just use them up in a journal just to see what that would be like, see if I could fall in love with the color red. And actually, while I was doing it, I did fall in love with the color red. It was beautiful. And it was inspiring to me. So that was a fun cover to do. I put some ridges on the spine on this one, and it's just, it feels very good in the hand. It's a soft cover. Love that journal. And another way you can decorate your journals, you have to decide with your spines. Is your spine going to be exposed? Are you going to be able to see the strings from your signatures coming through the spine, or is it going to be a hidden spine? It's very easy to hide the strings if you want. You can just put a piece of material over the strings, and that will hide the spine, and it will look a little bit more like a traditional Reader's Digest book if you wrap the fabric or the paper around the front and the back a little bit. And then you can have some fun with some spine jewelry, and you can put a little dangle on that might give a little extra accoutrement to your journal, looking absolutely beautiful. And on this one particular one, I actually think the one in my hand right now is a previous Reader's Digest. And on the front, I used some broken jewelry. I had this big medallion, and I just nestled it on this beautiful piece of silk that I had sewed around with some contrasting ribbon. The silk is cream, and the ribbon is a burgundy color. And then the piece of jewelry has some pearls in it, and some gold, and some rhinestones, and some burgundy stones. So it sets off really nicely against a gray journal. And then the whole thing is wrapped and bound in some cream, vanilla-colored sari silk. Just lovely. So much fun. Another option, I used a manila folder, And this makes a nice soft covered journal. I put some silver corner protectors on this one, and then I aged the manila folder to make it look brown, and I used purples and browns and greens on this one, so it has a very unique surface. And then I covered everything in Mod Podge, and it just has the most wonderful smooth feel. Really feels lovely. And then I wrapped lace around the spine to cover the spine. That's a hidden spine. And then a very long bejeweled, bedangled spine, piece of spine jewelry on this one. And on the front of this one, I have a, it looks like a door lock that is close to where the door lock would be on a door. And I've bound this journal with a beautiful elastic silver cord, and it can easily be removed and replaced. So there's a bajillion ways you can make covers, and you can just have fun with them. I mean, the most important thing is that you try different techniques, and then as you're trying them, you have fun along the way, and you're going to find techniques that you really love to use and other techniques that are just not of interest to you, and that's okay. But sometimes you won't know until you try it. So I encourage you to try a lot of different techniques, and don't be worried if your journal cover doesn't come out as you had hoped. And I often recommend this to you, that if you make a journal cover and you're really not happy with it, walk away from it for a while. Go do something else, you know, go spend time with the family, go have a snack, go for a walk. Maybe leave the journal for a day or two and let it rest. Let it rest out of your mind and come back with fresh eyes and take a look at it again. And then with the new eyes, you're going to know, number one, do you really not like it? Or number two, is it maybe not as bad as you thought? And maybe there's hope. Maybe you can salvage it. Maybe you can do a little tweak here or there, and then all of a sudden it's wonderful. Maybe you just need to change one or two things and it'll be wonderful. Maybe you'd like to add a few layers to it, and that can add a lot of drama. Maybe you need to take away a few things. Maybe it was overkill and you just want to kind of soften the look a little bit. Maybe it was too overwhelming. One thing that I've done on a journal cover, which is a lot of fun and very easy to do, is I've collaged a journal cover, and I've used it was probably a cookie box or a cracker box to make this journal, and I collaged just some white paper. It was one of those days where I was going to use up what was on my desk, and I happened to have a lot of pieces of white paper, and I just tore them all up, and I collaged randomly all over the journal cover, and then I just Mod Podged the heck of it all down, and then I decided to make a flower out of torn book pages, and I just tore petals, and I tore the stem, and I tore the leaves, and I inked them up all different colors, and they put that on top of the collage, and it pops nicely against the white background. Now the white background, when I had softened a little bit with some vintage photo distress ink, I've just run it over the collage, and because of the little edges of the white paper, it picks it up more around the edges, and it makes a beautiful effect. So that's a lot of fun. And this one also has a lace spine, and that turned out really well. It covers the exposed thread, so now it's officially a hidden spine. And here's a different one that I did. I'm going through my chest. I'm just looking to see what, sometimes I forget, you know, you make so many and you get all excited about these ideas and then they're poof gone. You know, you're off on running after the next thing. And this is probably one of my favorite feeling journals. It's made with a very soft bed sheet, and it's stenciled with, let's see, what did I use here? These might have been watercolor stencils, I think I may have used. And there's very beautiful sea greens, sea foam green and teal and blues and grays and some copper. And I used some stickles on the front to give a little bit of a splash accent. It's a little, there's branches and leaves and a butterfly. And it's on the spine, it's a very wide spine. It's probably a 4-inch spine on this journal. There were no ridges in the spine, but I did put streaks of gold gilding paste, or actually copper gilding paste, across the spine as if there were ridges, and that gives a pseudo spine look, which was kind of fun to do. And then I put the four bronze book corner protectors on there, and it's very, very soft. So just remember, you know, when you're making your covers, This is your moment to shine. It's all your moment to shine, but you can have a lot of fun with the covers. And, you know, allow your cover to kind of create itself. This is what I always find that happens, is I have this grand idea in my mind and I start making my cover, and by the time I'm done, it looks nothing like what I had in my mind. And most of the time, it actually, I'm happier with the way it turned out than the way I was trying to get it to go. I would say you gotta be gentle with yourself and let your journal covers create themselves. Here was a fun one. I did a fabric one. I just laid down, let's see, this is made on cardboard, a very simple cardboard box I made a journal cover out of. And then I laid some cotton pieces down over top of it, and then I put another cotton piece underneath it, and then I had some strips of multicolored fabric, and I just laid those down one against the other, almost like a ladder formation, all the way down the fabric, and then I laid a very thin piece of cheesecloth over top of it all, and then I put it under the sewing machine and I just ran around and anchored it all down, and it was so easy and so much fun. And I went and I pinked the edges with pinking shears, and that's how I was able to close down the edges of the book. And it's such a good little feeling journal in my hand. I love it. It's just got the best feel. It's just so darn cute and adorable, and I just love it to pieces. And I can't let this journal go. It's just, you know how you're gonna make journals and some of them you're like, okay, that's adorable and I really love that and I really love that, and then every once in a while you're gonna come across one and you're like, I can't let it go. And it's, you know, just something about the creation of it that it will grab you. How about used book covers? Those are great things to use for your journal cover. Opening up the world of re-honoring a book that has gone past its time. And here's one I have. This is the story of a monkey and his friends. Jimmy Goldcoast was his name. And I actually turned it into a nature journal, but I loved the book cover. It has this old worn feel. It feels good in the hand. It's not super, hard, not super soft. It's somewhere in the middle. And I bound it with this twine that I make it's like a handmade twine. I tear pieces of fabric and I twirl them together and I make a handmade twine, and then I use that as the cover's binding. And you can really make some unique special twine that way to close your journals. It's a lot of fun to do, especially, you know, in front of the TV and stuff like that. And it's never endless. Here's some fun with fabric covered journals. Here's I would say this is a hard cover. Now on this one, I just took one major piece of fabric and couched it on top of a piece of felt, it looks like. And then on the inside, it's actually covered in fabric as well. So that was pretty neat. And I used the sewing machine to anchor this down too. And I have glued these as well. So you can just glue them. You don't have to sew them. If you wrap them like little Christmas presents, you bring the fabric to the inside of the cover and glue it down as if you're wrapping a Christmas present. That will anchor fabric very well. And you could skip the whole sewing part and it's not necessary. So, definitely something to think about there. That's a lot of fun. And, this was a fun one. This was definitely one of those days when I said, I just have a bunch of junk on my desk and I would like to use it up. So, this was actually made out of junk mail, this cover. And this cover looks like a steel wall that has been riveted together, you know, that steampunk type of look. And I took all the junk mail that I had and I cut it into little squares, and like rectangles and squares and long squares, and, or not long squares, but long rectangles and shorter rectangles. And then I just went to town. And we should do this together actually as a video, because that would be something that's fun to do. Okay, I'll keep that one out. But it was very easy to make the journal cover, and it was a great way to use up scraps. And I ended up painting it after, and painting it different colors. I used brown and teal and green and a little bit of yellow and burgundy. And then I of course got in there with the liquid pearls to make the rivets on the metal, pseudo metal looking plates, and it just came out really cool. So that might be something fun we can make. Okay, so, you know, this is just, there's so many things that you can do with covers, and you're just never at a loss. Here's another idea. I took a cereal box as a cover, and I just collaged down some papers on it, things that actually old antique vintage papers I put all over this. And then instead of Mod Podging it down, I took a piece of what feels like wax paper, or some kind of deli paper, and I did the Christmas wrap version of that, and I wrapped it, and it has this nice waxy feel on the outside, yet I can see through to all the beautiful old vintage papers, and I think that's really cool. It's got a neat feel to it. I wish you could feel that. And what else we got here? Oh yeah, here's one I did with the paint. This is a hardcover painted. And then I used the stencil technique to put the modeling paste on the front and then pull off the stencil and you have this relief. And this one has a beautiful, looks like Queen Anne's lace. And then I glued a butterfly to the front and I put some lace on the spine. And yeah, she's one of my babies I love to keep. And I splattered her with coffee dye to make her look like she's a little bit weathered. She's a pink one with a gold accented Queen Anne's lace and then coffee dye splatters all over her. So she's got some character. Yeah, she's been around the world a bit and she's gonna stay here with me. Okay. And I found my idea journal. I haven't seen this in a while. I gotta see what ideas are in here. Oh my gosh, that's a good idea. Oh gosh, remember when I did that? Oh yeah, okay. We'll do that too. See, I forgot about all these things I did. Oh my God, there's so many things. But here's another fun one. This was good. You know, you can glue lace onto the, like, let's say you have a beautiful applique and you want to glue it onto the front of your journal. Glue it down and then paint everything white. And that gives you this blank canvas. And then you can decide what parts of the applique that you want to accent with different, like golds or silvers or glitters or things like that. And that really looks cool. I have to admit, I probably redid this cover. Now the journal is in place. And the signatures are in place, the journal's finished, but I redid the cover, I tell you, like maybe three times because I was never quite satisfied with it. I kept thinking, oh, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. So I thought, well, if I really don't like it that much, I'm just going to keep doing things to it. This is going to be my grand experiment journal. And so I did everything that wasn't, you know, nailed down. I just kept doing it to this journal. This journal got full throttle, Pam at the Paper Outpost all over it. And I finally came up with the painting of the entire surface, and I think it was a gesso, and I just gessoed the heck out of it. And it was actually a fabric cover, and it had the fabric applique on it, and it came out really cool looking. So we'll have to give that one a try as a group as well. You know, there's just so many things you can do with junk journals and just having fun. That's all it is having fun. Having fun with paper and fabric and playing and just all sorts of cool things. So let's see if there's anything else I can show you or explain to you quickly here while we're here. There's like so many in here. We'd need like 3 hours to go through all this. More fabric cover journals, lots of layered journals, covers, you know, building them up from the base and then deciding what I would like to accent using laces and old aged papers, coffee papers, music papers, dictionary papers, putting journal plates on there, building journal plates with sewing techniques, using a piece of fabric and the word journal and then sewing around the word journal on the fabric. That can look really cool. So we've got so many things to talk about and so many things that are going to come your way soon. And I'm very excited to share them with you and talk about them with you. So I hope you're having lots of fun out there. Make sure that you're creating with reckless abandon. And remember that fun can always be simple. And we'll be talking together soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.